Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final half hour, hour number three here on this Thursday, May 2nd, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate John Davis and the MAGA Water folks over there in Sheboygan. Greatly appreciate the product. Vicky and I drink it every single day in our coffee, our iced tea. We're using it now to cook with. We're going to have a grandson and his buddy come up and play golf in our backyard this weekend. They're going to be golfing the Agamin Golf Course. Grandma has already promised the spoiled, rotten grandson that he's going to get tater tots casserole for breakfast on Saturday morning and her world-famous chuck roast for dinner. And, of course, MAGA water will be used to boil the brand new gold Yukon Gold potatoes for mashed potatoes. Spoiling that kid rotten. Every single time he comes up here, you spoil him rotten. You know what he's going to want to do. He's going to want to move in with us after he graduates. That's not going to happen. But, man, this is good stuff, people. And I'm telling you, you can taste the difference. It's their tagline, but it's the truth. When I go to these restaurants now, it's almost now it's becoming almost a waste of time because I know it's not going to taste like MAGA water. I don't even want it. Can I get you something to drink? No, I'm good. The only thing I might do if it's a late dinner, I might buy a Miller Lite beer or a glass of wine to complement prime rib or steak or whatever we're doing when we're out and about. But other than that, I don't drink sodas anymore. I'm basically done with it. I drink the water. I love it. It's fantastic. You need to give them a call, 231-818-9700. Tell them Trucker Randy sent you. Buy the jugs at a wholesale price. Buy the water at a wholesale price. Fill it up and take it home. You will absolutely love it. Love it, love it, love it. I want to get back to Lansing real quick. A couple other things that is really kind of interesting, the way they're doing this. The way that they're doing this budget and the way they're doing these bills, now that the Democrats are back in charge, they've got their majority back. Two seats in the House were gained. They're back 56 to 54. The voting rights hearings, kind of interesting. Senate Elections and Ethics Committee, as needing funding for the upcoming budget, took testimony yesterday on legislation to create a Michigan Voting Rights Act, which would ban local government and state agencies from imposing ordinances or regulations that would cause, listen to this, quote, disparity in voter participation, end quote. Of course, Democrat bills, Senate Bill 401, sponsored by Darren Calamaria, the communist Democrat from Trenton, would bar local governments and state agencies from imposing ordinances or regulations that would cause disparity in voter participation or would impair a racial or language directed toward minority groups that could have influence in an election. This could be a local government closing or consolidating one or more of its precincts, absent voter ballot drop boxes or polling places being used by a minority community during elections. Senate Bill 402, another bill, assigns one or more of Michigan's universities to be determined to be a state central repository of elections and voting data from every unit of local government. How much you want to bet that university is U of M? How much you want to bet it will be U of M in Ann Arbor, Michigan, when this bill is finally brought up for a floor vote? One or more. So along with U of M, probably Michigan State, Central Michigan, Eastern Michigan, Western Michigan, Wayne State. Very interesting on how they're approaching this from a legislative standpoint. Senate Bill 403 would require local governments to deliver language assistance for elections if at least 600 voting eligible residents in their community speak something other than English. Oh, here we go. Illegals coming into our state, being transported around the state. I wonder if 600 or more of them would have to speak the same language. Would it be 600 of them speak Spanish? Would it be 600 of them speak Arabic? Would it be 600 of them speaking, oh, I don't know, Chinese? Just saying. The story doesn't mention it. At least 600 voting eligible residents in their community who speak something other than English. Again, let's enable them to stay poor. This is one of my pet peeves. It drives me nuts. If you come to America, you have to learn English. You must speak English if you're going to prosper. You are limited in your income making abilities if you don't speak English. Well, some people claim I don't even speak English because of my pronunciation of some words. But the point is this, and somebody who drives me crazy with this, absolutely drives me nuts with this. These stores, big box stores, I don't care if it's Walmart, Home Depot, Lowe's, especially, drives me nuts with having bilingual signs all over the store. You are enabling people to stay poor by giving them bilingual signs in Spanish. Stop doing it. But no, we're going to cater to it now when it comes to our elections. Why? Because they know damn well the border is wide open. They know illegals are here. They know they're coming into our state. They know they can't speak English. So let's cater to them. Senate Bill 404, another one, allows a not-for-profit, nonpartisan entity to drive voters to polling places for early voting sites to access absentee ballots and absentee voter ballot drop boxes, or take them to the local clerk offices for filing their ballots. Not for profit, nonpartisan entities. Give me an example of such an organization. Where do they get their funding from? Where does the money come from? Is it one of the organizations that gets money from George Soros? Do they get money from Mark Zuckerberg? The Southern Poverty Law Center? Where do they get their funding? That's the question. I don't believe there is such a thing as a not-for-profit, nonpartisan organization anywhere on the planet. And oh, by the way, these protesters at these colleges, pro-Palestinian protesters, funded by George Soros. That's how these people are getting to these college campuses. Columbia University in New York, very prestigious, used to be prestigious school. Finding out that these protesters aren't even students of Columbia. The reporter Fox News last night asked them, "Where are you from?" They wouldn't answer the question. How did you get here? Who gave you the money to get here? Wouldn't answer the question. Absolutely amazing. Well, now the Democrats are putting forward legislation, Michigan Voting Rights Act. This is absolutely amazing. And they're doing it in an election year. Unbelievable. Well, Senator Calamari, Stephanie Chang, Jeremy Moss started the testimony. The testimony started with Chairman Calamari taking a swipe after a substitute for each of the four bills was approved by the committee. Many of you will remember in 2020, we saw a historic effort to undermine the legitimacy of our elections, starting with members of this legislature bringing in election deniers like Rudy Giuliani and others, using state resources to prop up lies and propaganda as opportunities to intimidate us. End quote, said Calamari. Well, Senator Ed McBroom took umbrage with that comment, because he led the committee that investigated the claims made during the 2020 elections. I was speaking more specifically about State Representative Matt Hall, not you, Senator McBroom, said Calamari. I think that you have proven yourself to be somebody who walked through the process, ending in the truth, which we all appreciate greatly. Other members of this chamber did not do that. Yeah, because Ed McBroom refused to meet with Matt DiPerno to look at the forensic audit evidence on his laptop that we have from Antrim County's forensic audit. The only one that has been done in the state of Michigan. I have the unredacted report. And in the testimonies, Pat Kolbeck pressing for criminal charges against John Paulus, the president and CEO of Dominion, who flat out lied in Ed McBroom's committee hearing. Committed perjury, flat out lied. And McBroom did not hold him accountable. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. As a missionary physician who's traveled the world, I've seen refugee crisis. Our open borders are causing a national refugee crisis. The failed Biden administration is paying illegal immigrants to enter our country and bring disease, terrorism, trafficking, inflation, and crime. As your next U.S. Senator, I have the international experience to close our borders and secure our homeland. I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell and am prepared to close the floodgates. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Yeah. Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today, continuing wrapping up this story about the Michigan Voting Rights Act. When questioned by the media, Calamari said that they have fashioned it after the Federal Voting Rights Act was because there was no guarantee that it couldn't be dismantled and end up going to the United States Supreme Court, having rights taken away by Donald Trump's Supreme Court, end quote, said Calamari. We can't ignore the fact that attacks on our democracy are becoming more bold and more frequent, Calamari said. Senator, with all due respect, we do not have a democracy. Stop pushing it. It's not what we have. Our founding fathers gave us a constitutional republic. You are absolutely wrong in using that word, and there is no attack on our democracy. There is an attack on our constitutional republic, and it's being done by you Democrats. Former Secretary of State, current Senator Ruth Johnson, Republican from Holly, said she wanted to make sure that what is being presented in these bills keeps the matter of security and fairness at the forefront. She said she wanted to know how many people have actually looked at the security of our elections, chain of custody, and other things to craft legislation, because people on both sides of the aisle have been cheated, and that cannot continue. We owe it to the people of the state of Michigan to make sure that we have things in our laws that when this election gets over, this one, the next one, and the ones coming after that, that it's easy, convenient to vote, but hard to cheat, end quote, said Senator Ruth Johnson. And I agree with her. I just want to make sure that people that are by our Constitution and by our election laws are the only ones voting. Dead people and illegals should not be voting in our state. People who no longer live in our state should not have ballots being mailed to them and received that by people that are not those individuals. We must clean up our qualified voter files. Calamari pointed to the fact that many people were deleted from the qualified voter files by local clerks after they were challenged by an advocacy group. If they're dead, Senator, they shouldn't be voting. If they don't live here anymore, they shouldn't be voting. But you see, the left don't want the qualified voter files cleaned up. How did Antrim County on November 3rd of 2020 have 125% of its adult population vote in that election? Mathematically impossible. How did it happen? We counted the ballots. We know. It is amazing to me that they think that we're going to stick our head in the sand and not do something about these qualified voter files at the local level. And it's driving them nuts. That's why they're trying to pass these bills and create this Michigan Voting Rights Act. Well, you can't stop local clerks from doing what they believe is right. And when they get elected and they implement it, we'll see you in court. If that's what you want to do, make headlines that you take us to court because we remove dead people off of qualified voter files. That we remove people who no longer live here off the qualified voter files. Take us to court on that. Let's see how it turns out for you. Especially Jocelyn Benson, who wants to be governor in 2026. It's coming, folks. It's coming. And this is going to be one issue that she needs to be challenged on a debate stage. It's got to happen. She needs to explain why she's suing clerks doing their jobs, duly elected by the people of their county, running on cleaning up the qualified voter files. Let's see how she tries to defend it in court and on the debate stage when she runs for governor in 2026. Cliff Tellini, county commissioner in Onaway. Very interesting comment. These Marxist commie domestic enemies of the state, the Democrats will do anything to stay in power to destroy our republic. Absolutely amazing. Well, we have a constitutional amendment. Downstate Kim texting me a series of text messages. How can these bills stand, Randy, when we supposedly have it in our state constitution now that an audit can be requested by anyone in our state who voted? Bill Bailey's case died. It's over. We're moving on. That's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WC, Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a terrific Thursday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Free spring inspection for your vehicle. Bring your vehicle to Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell and Petoskey. Get a free inspection of your wiper blades, tires and wheels, a battery test, brake pads and rotors. Call to schedule an appointment at 231-347-1001. Make sure your vehicle is ready for summer. It's coming. Again, call Royal Tire at 231-347-1001.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Politics doesn't belong in the classroom, nor does the woke agenda. Hi, it's Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. As a physician, I know the importance of education. I want every child.